We're in the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Now the Gemara says, "Up to Lishna Achrina," another version of something that we just learned. We learned yesterday that there was a machlokas about what is a chatzita in regards to your in regards to a kohen. So now Lishna Achrina, another version. Amri La Amr of Yehuda Bered Rav Chia Lo Shanu El Gemi. They only taught that a gemi is okay, that a reed is okay. And as Rashi points out, this is no different than what we started off by saying, Amar of Yehuda Bered Rav Chia, right at the Gemara, where it says, Lo Shanu El Gemi. And Aval, Tzotel Katan, but a small belt already, that's Chotzeitz. That's going to be a problem. And the only difference between this version and the other version was the other version yesterday called it an extra beged, a Yitur Begadim, and here the Gemara calls it a Chatzitza. Same bottom line. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Amru Chatzitza, B'pachos Mishalosh Al Shalosh. Ela B'makom Begadim. The only time you have a Chatzitza on the Makom Begadim, the only time that it's a Chatzitza, if it's less than 3x3, is on the Makom Begadim. Aval Shalob B'makom Begadim, but if it's not on the spot with the Begadim are, like your hand, then Shalosh Al Shalosh Chotzetzes has to be at least 3x3. Pachos Mishalosh. If it's less than 3, it's not a chatzitza. And now the Gemara says, this is different than yesterday, that's what Rava said. But the Rabbi Yochanan is different now. So the Gemara says, let's say that this is an argument on Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rav Chia, who said that a tiltal cotton is chotzeitz no matter what size it is. So the Gemara says, no, shiny tiltal cotton de chashiv. Same thing we said yesterday. Rava might agree that even though tzotzel katan, a belt, is very small, he might agree because it's chashav. Now, Ula Rabbi Yochanan, Ada Ashmi'inon Gemi, why did the Mishnah tell us that a Gemi is okay, Ash Leshmi'inon tzotzel katan? The Mishnah rather should have said a tzotzel katan, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's okay. It's a bigger chiddush because it's bigger. So why did the Mishnah specifically single out a gemi, a reed? The Gemara says, Milsa agav orcha kamashmalan. The Mishnah wanted to tell me a side point, the gemi masi, because a gemi heals. And even though it heals, there's an added factor about healing and the issue of shchika samamanim, of medicine. Still, since it was in the Beis HaMikdash, it was permitted. Regarding wearing band-aids, wearing band-aids is mutter. Because we assume that they don't have any healing properties to them at all. They're just protecting the wound. Even though they have this, where Razzle spoke about this, they have these medicated band-aids, but he didn't think that made any difference. It's really a protection more than actual medicine. Fine. Next Mishnah. Boskin melech agabe keves. You're allowed to sprinkle salt on the ramp. You're allowed to sprinkle salt on the ramp of the Mizbeach. B'shvil shelo yachliku, so nobody should slip. Rashi says this is what he's talking about when it's raining. Oh, you just walked in. Perfect timing. You're allowed to sprinkle salt on the ramp of the Mizbeach so that people shouldn't slip. U'memalin, that's one halacha. It's one halacha. You're allowed to sprinkle salt on the ramp so that people shouldn't slip. In the Beis HaMikdash. What's the problem with putting salt? Why can't you do that? So Rashi said, what? No, Rashi says that there's a problem of building, of bona. Why? Because we learned this many times already, that we're going to have it today, that flattening out the ground, flattening out a dirt ground, is a problem of choresh. If it's in the field, it's choresh. If it's in the house, it's bona. So since this salt is going to be trampled on by people, it's going to go into the, so to speak, it's going to affect and help the ramp. It's like you're helping to build the ramp because you're making it more strong. You're adding salt to it, so it's a problem of building. That's the problem. But and umemalin mi bar hagole umi bar hagadol, you're allowed to draw from the well of the gole. It's the name of a well on the Har Bayis. Umi bar hagadol, from the big well, another well on the Har Bayis. Begalgal with a windlass, some kind of pulley. B'Shabbos on Shabbos. Be'er hakar. And from the Be'er HaKar, which is another well, which the Gemara will say what that is, B'yontif. Only on Yontif you're allowed to do that, not on Shabbos. And the Gemara will explain all this. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Rami Le'er V'ika Mipashrunya L'Rava. Rav'ika Mipashrunya, from that place, asked Rava. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Bozkin melech agabe hakeves, you're allowed to sprinkle salt on the ramp. Bishvil shelo yachliku, so that they shouldn't, that the, nobody should, the kahanim, the only ones who can go up a ramp anyway, they shouldn't slip. That's only b'mikdash in b'medina lo. In the base of Midrash you can do that, but not in your house. Not in your house. Verminhi, but that's a problem, because I have another member that says, chatzar sheneskalkala b'meimei hagishamim. If someone's chatzar, private chatzar, in the Medina, not the base of Mikdash, if someone's chatzar becomes full of if it gets all wet and all muddy because of the rain, so maybe teven, you're allowed to bring straw, umuradaba, and sprinkle it on the ground. So our Mishnah seems to say you can only do that in the base of Mikdash. And here we see a place you can do it even in your backyard. So the Gemara answers, shiny teven, a straw is different. Why? Because I'm a vatal the straw. Even if people walk on it, you can still feed that to the animals. Animals don't care. So you can still feed it to the animals. So by you putting it down, you're not being mevatal it. You're not setting it aside for this purpose. You're eventually going to pick it up and feed it to the animals. You just want to use it as a means that people shouldn't slip. But the salt, Rashi explains, once you put that on the floor, that has no longer any use. No one's going to pick that up and use it for something. So once you put it there, it's out of your mind, it's you're mevatal it, and Rashi explains it's going to be a problem of bona. Mexica bona, it's a problem of bona, because the salt's going to help the ramp, it's going to help the sturdiness of the ramp. So that's how we get out of that problem. So Amalei Rachab Rei Deravel or Rashi, Hai Melech Hechi Dami. So exactly, how does this work? What's exactly going on here with the salt? Idi mevatlei, if you're being mevatal the salt, kamosif abinyan. So then, what did we say? Rashi said it's a problem of binyan. But then you're adding to the binyan of the ramp. Right? And some read the next line and some don't, but we could read it. Uksiv ha'kol b'tzav mi'ad Hashem alai haskil. Meaning, David HaMelech said, everything, all the measurements of the base of Mikdash was given to me. You can't add things. The ramp's supposed to be so high, I'll make it a little bigger. You can't do that. So by you putting salt on the ramp, you're increasing the size of the ramp. You don't do that. V'id lokom v'atlelei. And if you're not being mevatel it, so you're going to pick it up somehow and whatever you're going to do with it, then havi chatzitza. Havi chatzitza, havi chatzitza. It's a chatzitza. Well, you're not allowed to have anything, Rashi explains, you're not allowed to have anything standing there between you and the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. You can't have a shoe, you can't have your own foot, you can't have someone else's foot. You're not allowed to stand on anything. So you can't stand on the salt. Coin can't stand on the salt. Not allowed to. So the Gemara answers, no, really we're talking about the second version, where the potential issue could be a chatzitza, but it's not a chatzitza. You know why? Because a chatzitza only applies when you're doing actual avoda. Necessary avoda. Sprinkle it. Necessary avoda. Here, what are you doing? Bolechet evarim lekeves. You're just bringing up the evarim, the limbs, up the ramp to burn them on the mizbeach. Dilav avodahi. That's not avoda. That's not one of the avodas. So the Gemara says, "V'lo, is that not one of the avodas?" Folks, it's a Mefarish pasuk in the Torah. It says, "V'hikter v'akori as I call, v'hikter hamizbecha, v'abar mar zu olechas evarim lekeves." It's taking the limbs up the ramp. What do you mean it's not an avoda? So the Gemara says, "You're right. Ema ella ema rather v'olechas eitzim l'maracha. You're taking the wood up the ramp. D'lav avoda he. That's not an avoda. That's not an avoda." And therefore, that's what gets out of the problem. It's not an issue of building. It's not an issue of chatzitza. It's totally mutter in the base of Mikdash. Should point out that we had this already before. You're allowed to. It is mutter to put salt if it's snowing. You can put salt on your property on Shabbos. There's no reason that you can't. There's no reason that you can't. It's mutter. Okay. Well, I don't know about all the detail. I don't know. Darash Rava. Rava asked the following question. Chatzar sheneskalkala b'meimei geshamim. If a chatzar got all ruined because it's all from the rain, it's all ruined there, it's very difficult to walk there. So maybe tevin, you could bring straw. Umaradaba, and you could sprinkle the straw on the ground to get rid of the mud, to get rid of the muddiness and make it able for you to walk. So Amalei Rav Papa LaRava, for Tanya. But we learned in a braisa, it says, "Kishahu merada." When you do this sprinkling, "Eno merada." You shouldn't use lo besal, not with a basket, lo bekupa, not with a box, el b'shulei kupa. You should use the remnants of a box. What that means is, use a shinui. Do it differently. So it, just to show that a Shabbos, that you're doing it differently, maybe it's a problem of Uvda Dechol. So use some kind of a distinction that everyone should know, it is Shabbos. And Rava, you made a statement, that you didn't have that condition. But we have a Brayis that says you do have that condition. So, amazingly, Hadar Okim Rava. Rava changed his mind. Rava said, you're right. He retracted. Hadar Okim Rava Amora Alei. He retracted, and he had an Amora, someone who would repeat the halacha for him, say, V'darash, Devarim Sharmar Delifnechem Toz Hein Biyadi. What I said before is a mistake. Rava had the humility to say, I made a mistake. Baram, however, Kacham Mishum Rebbe Eliezer, Ukishahu Murade, Eina Murade Loba Salva Loba Kupa, Elba Shule Kupa. Don't, when you do it, like the Brisa said, don't just go out there and do it, but make some kind of shinoi, use a different kind of box that you normally use, so everybody should know it's a shinoi, it's Shabbos, and any potential issues of the Dechal or other kinds of issues are going to be avoided, because you're doing it with a shinoi. It's amazing how Rava got up and said, I made a mistake. Next.
Did he not know the Brisa, or he forgot the Brisa, or?
It doesn't say he forgot it. It's mashma. It's mashma. He knew it. When some, you know, you're right. I knew it. You're right. I'm changing my mind. And he gets up and says, "I made a mistake." He didn't say, "I didn't hear it. I thought it wasn't authentic." Now he didn't say any of that. He said, "It's black and white. I made a mistake." Next. So the Mishnah said, "Mamalin mi bar hagola." You're allowed to draw water from the well that was called the well of the gola, the well of the exiles. You're allowed to draw from such a well on Shab in the Beit HaMikdash. Only in the Beit HaMikdash. So, Ula ikle lebei Rav Menashe. Ula went to visit Rav Menashe on Shabbos. Asa hahu gavra. He saw a certain gavra. Taraf ababa. And the guy was knocking on the door. Amar, he said, Amar man hai liskal gufe. So, Ula said, this guy should be defiled, should be chulin. This body of this guy should be chulin. The kamachalei l'shabbosa, because he has defiled the Shabbos. Why did he defile the Shabbos? Because he knocked on the door. Yes, because he knocked on the door. And Ula holds that knocking on the door is a problem on Shabbos because it's part of the overriding overall gzeira of klishir, of making noise, making music, and even just ordinary knocking on the door is a problem. And believe it or not, there are going to be people that are going to hold like this. The Rabbeinu Chananel is going to paskin like this shita. The Mechaber does not paskin like this shita. The Mechaber paskin that the only time it's usher is if you're doing it to make music. But just knocking on a door, we have a bunch of cases now. The Gemara is going to go through the whole discussion. Amalei Rabba. Rabba says, what are you talking about, Ula? Lo usher el a kulshul shir. The only thing that's usher is a kulshul shir. Not knocking on the door. The Mishnah Berurah does point out that if you knock on the door, making making notes and making music, that is a problem. But just to just stop knock on the door, right? Rabbi says, "What are you doing, Ula?" The Rabbeinu Chananel says that Ula, that we paskin like Ula, because there's a story in the Yerushalmi that a guy came home from shul, and he saw through the window that everybody in the house was sleeping, and he wouldn't knock on the door because they wanted to knock on the door. So they locked the door. They forgot. They locked the door. He spent the whole night outside because he wouldn't knock on the door on Shabbos. So you see from that Gemara that that's how we paskin. And that's how Rabbeinu Chananel, they paskin like that, based on this on these stories. What? No, that wasn't the issue. You don't want to be over Gezel Shita. You don't want to knock on his door. He didn't want to knock on the door. Maybe he knew they'd be mochel. Can't knock on the door in Shabbos. We're going to get to knockers, door knockers in a few minutes. That's a bigger problem. So now, Eitzvi Abaya. Abaya says, what do you mean? We know, there's a halacha, Ma'alin b'diyufe, if you want to, diyufe, Rashi explains, is some kind of siphon. And you want to get wine out of a barrel. So you're going to suck up the siphon, and then the wine's going to draw by itself. Right? Rashi was a wine merchant, so he knew everything about wine. Whenever there's a gemara about wine, Rashi goes very, very arichas, because he knew exactly how it worked, because he was a wine merchant. So Rashi says, motates papiv. You would do matzitza with piv. You would suck up the wine, then it would drip, and it would drip out. So that dripping out is going to make noise. It's going to drip, it's a dripping noise. Or Or umitifin mi ya'arek l'chola b'shabbos. Or a different kind of thing. It has some kind of barrel, some kind of jug, and it had some kind of holes in it. And when you would allow, when you would open it up and let the air pressure out, it would start to drip out onto the metal, and it would also make noise. Basically, it's two cases of dripping noise. So you could do that for a chola, because we're going to see in a minute why you can do it for a chola. So the Gemara says l'chola in l'bar yolo. You can't do it for a healthy person. For a sick person, you could do that. Make that dripping noises, but not for a healthy person. So, hechi dami, what's the case for the sick person? Lav, isn't it denim? He's sleeping. The ka boy liyaser, and you want to wake him up. So you don't want to go over there and splash water on his face. The guy's a chola. You don't want to scare him. You don't want to frighten him. So you do it. You have a drip in a slow way. Drip, 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 and he'll eventually wake up. What do you see? Shmamina. What do you see from here? That olude de lo olude kala usher. That even just making ordinary noise is usher. Forget music. No music here. Just dripping noises. So there's a kasha against Rabba. Kasha against Rabba. Even any kind of noise, just knocking on a door, just drip, 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 is a problem. So the Gemara says no. Rabba says no, that's not a problem. Lo, the tear, the guy's awake. The kaboy dilanin, and you want him to fall asleep. That's the problem. So what do? You make a dripping noise. So how's that going to help him fall asleep? Dimishtama kikola dizamzume. Because the dripping is going to sound like bells. It's going to get to a rhythm. It's going to make a rhythm. It's going to make a consistent rhythm. And it's going to lull the guy to sleep. So for a cholo, they will matter that. Well, but is it a raya that you have to... That even if there's no music, it's usher? No, there's no raya for that. Every raya that we're going to try to bring to go against Rabba in favor of Ula, we're going to reject. Which is why Tosfos in the Tosfos Hachi is going to say, we don't pass it like that. Every question has been rejected. Next try. Eisvei. Hamishamer Peirosav. If somebody's guarding his Peiros, he's guarding his Peiros, Bibnei Ophos, from the birds, or Vidaluav, or his gourds, his cucumbers, Bibnei Achaya, from the wild animals. Mishamer Kedarko, you can guard them regular. Guard them regular. B'Shabbos, Ubulvad, Shelo Yaspik, you can't clap. Shvelo Yitfach, you can't beat your chest. Velo Yerakid, Kiderach Shein Osim B'chol, you can't dance and you know, shoo the birds away like you would do during the week. So you can't do any of these. You can't clap, you can't beat your chest, you can't do any of these things. My time, why not? Why can't you do that to keep the birds away? Lav, the Kamolid Kala, isn't it because you're making noise? Velo V'chol Olude Kala Osir. Any noise is usher, even if it doesn't have a rhythm, even if it doesn't have a musical beat to it. It's all usher. You can't even chew the birds away. So you see that even if it doesn't have any music, it's usher. So Gemara says, so Rabbi says, no, Amar Vacha, Bered Yaakov, no. You know why you can't clap for the birds? Because it's a gzeira. What's the gzeira? Shema Yitol Tzvar. You'll get so frustrated, you'll pick up a stone, throw it at them. That's muksa. Can't do that. So to prevent you from doing that, we don't want you to clap. But is clapping per se us or no? Clapping without music. That's what we're talking about. Clapping without music. Just to clap to get the birds away, right? To knock on the door. That's not us, sir. Next try. The Elohad Amar of Yehuda Amarav. Nashim HaMasacha Koz Be'egozim. If women want to play with nuts on Shabbos, Rashi explains, they would have nuts go down on the floor, and the nuts would hit other nuts, and then they would have winners and losers based on how the nuts hit the other nuts. So what's going on? This is making noise. So Nashim HaMasacha Koz Be'egozim Aser. They can't do that on Shabbos. My time, why not? Lav to Kamol Kal. Again, isn't it because they're making noise, they're making sounds where the nuts hit against each other? The Chol Alude Kala Aser. And any time you make noise, it's Aser. Again, even if there's no music accompanied, just the fact that you're making noise is Aser. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. Lo, Dilma Asi La'ashvi Gumos. No, the reason is because you're going to flatten the ground. Because these nuts are going to roll, and if there's a bump, the nut's going to get the bump, going to get rid of the bump. Right? So you're going to be flattening out the ground. That's a problem. The Elo Te Mahachi, because if that's not the reason, that has to be the reason. If that's not the reason, Ha the Amr of Yehuda, we have another member that says, Nashir HaMasacha Koz B'tapuchim Asr. Right? Even if they play with apples, that's also usher. They're rolling apples. And over there, hasa, ma'ilu they call ikka. There's no noise. Apples don't make noise. for the only reason must be ella dilma asvi l'ashrei gumos. It must be because they're going to flatten out the ground. It can't be because they're making noise, because they can't play with apple either, and apple doesn't make any noise. So we still haven't resolved the question. Rabba holds that the only time you're not allowed to make noise is if it's with a shear, and Ula holds anytime. Can't even knock on the door. Yeah, I don't know how they got it here. Now, Tanan, another try. It says in our Mishnah, Mimalin Mibar HaGoleh, you're allowed to draw water from the wells, Umibar HaGadol, Begadol B'Shabbos, with a pulley, but Mikdash Eid B'Medina Lo. So my timer, Lav Mishum the Olude Kala V'Aser, isn't the reason that the only reason you can do it in the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't do it in your backyard, is because you're making noise. And in the Beis HaMikdash, they waive that for the Beis HaMikdash purposes. But since it's in your backyard, you're making noise, now to do it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Lo, that's not the reason they didn't allow you to do it in your house. The reason is gzeira shema yamale leginasa ulachur vaso. Maybe you'll use the water, you'll forget on Shabbos because you're busy drawing water. So you'll start to water your lawn. That's why you'll water your garden, you'll water your ruin, you're planting stuff there." That's why they didn't let you draw water on the Beis HaMikdash. There's no garden on the Beis HaMikdash. That doesn't apply. So that's why that has nothing to do with making noise. And now this is the clincher that Tosfos says proves that we don't hold like Ula. Amemar shara l'mamale begilgla b'mechuzah. Amemar allowed the people to draw from the well on Shabbos. Amar, he said, my time goes to Rabbanan. Why would the Rabbanan ask for that? Shema yimale leginasa lechorvaso, because they're gonna forget that they're gonna start watering their lawn. Hacha lo gina ikav lo chorv ikav. There are no lawns here in Mechuzah, so why should I stop them? So you see, the whole reason had nothing to do with making noise. The whole reason had nothing to do with that. So the Gemara says that Amemar kiva de kachaza de katoruba kisna. Once he saw that people were starting to soak their flax. Rashi says, another gear says, Kusman, spelt. Once people started to soak their stuff with the water that they were drawing, and the Mepharshim explained that could be a problem of lush, of kneading, if it's soaking, then, Asalahu, then he stopped letting them draw from the water. Fine, they can't water the lawn. They can do a different Aveira. So when he saw that happening, he stopped them. So what do you see? It had nothing to do with making noise. It had nothing to do with that at all. So if you look at the Tosfos of Hachi Goris Bekuntras, he says that it's halfway down. That first of all, he says ein limchos. He says umiu ein limchos benashim v'tinokos. Don't stop the women and the children if they're playing these games on Shabbos. What principle we had before? Temutav shiyu shogegin v'al yu mezidin. Let them be shogeg rather than mezid. And as we've said many times, you only say that principle when it's an issur d'rabbanan. It's a Darabanan, okay, don't say anything, it's not going to help. So when you use that principle, you have to know, but it never applies by a Doraisa, right? If people are actually harvesting on Shabbos, you don't say, well they're not going to listen. By a Doraisa, you don't say that. By a Darabanan, over here, it's only Gzeira, they're going to come to, for Klishir, what's the whole Gzeira? The whole Gzeira is that if an instrument broke, you might fix it. And if you fix it, you're going to be over the Avera of Makam Patish. But anyway, so they extended that Gzeira to all types of musical things. Singing and knocking on doors and playing with nuts. So it's only a Darabanan, so don't tell them anything. And then he says, Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, the Hilchasa Ku'ula. Rabbeinu Chananel paskins like Ula. Da'afilu kol she'eino shoshir aser. Even knocking on a door is aser. Afal gaf, the shorty rabba kol ha'ni tiyufta. Even though rabba answered every problem that they threw at him. Every tiyufta they threw at him, he answered back. The ikshi lei lishnuye. Lo samchinam. They still didn't want to paskin like rabba. But, then Ratosa says, Rav Alphys, Vaharav Rav Yehuda Bar Barzilai, who I think is the author of the Sefer Ha'itim, he held Pasku Karaba, he held like Rabba. Why? The Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Matarit Alibay, because Rav Acha Bar Yaakov held like that, the Koya Memer Nami Kavase, and Amemer also held like that. How do you know? The Shari Lemela Bilgula Bim Mechuza, because he allowed you to draw from the well of Mechuza. And nothing to do with noise. Right? And how does the Mechaber Paskin? The Mechaber Paskin's basically like Rabba, Makel. And he says, Hashmas kol b'kli shir osir, right? To make music is osir. Avalahakish ala deles, but to knock on a door. Ukiyotzi bazeh, and other types of noise, she'eino derech shir, that doesn't produce a music, just noise, as opposed to music, that's mutter. That's mutter. And then the Ramah says you're allowed to whistle, because, again, if you're doing it to make music. Right, they call their friends like a bird does, like they whistle like a bird. Right, then he says, then the Ramah brings up the other issue about using a door knocker, and there the Ramah's machmer. He says, you can't knock on a door bitabas with a ring hakavua badeles that's attached to the door. Even you don't want to make any noise. All you want to do is get the guy's attention. You don't have to open the door for you. It's miyuchad for that. Therefore, it's aser. He says, therefore, when the chazan from the Beis HaKnesses wants to wake everybody up to come to shul, they can't use such a kli. Ella makad biyado al delas. You can only knock on the door with your hand. And then he says. In the Sof Masechet Erevin, but the Aruch HaShulchan saves everybody, and Aruch HaShulchan says over there in Shin Lamed Ches and Sif Tes, he says Od Kosav the Asal Hakas Peshavas Al Delas Petabas Hakavua Bedelas. Now let a knock on the door with a door knocker. Afal Pishe Enu Mechavin Lashir Mikol Makom Hol Bakli Miuchel Kach Aser. He's repeating the Ramah. Lachain Asal Shamish Lahakos Al Delas Likrol Beis Hakanas Laydei Kli Miuchel Kach. He's repeating the Ramah. Fine. The Shamash will say something else to wake people up on Shabbos, because the door knocking on the door, that's very, very weak. It's not going to get anybody to move. He says, I don't understand why it's usher. It's not a musical instrument. A door knocker is not an instrument. Nobody would call that an instrument. Since it's set aside to make noise, chayshin on shem yichavin l'shir. Right, you're going to knock the knocker with a tune, you know? No. Maybe you're going to do that. That's what he said. Maybe you're going to do that. He says, "Ain't no move on. The minayin lano ligzer came. We're going to be gozer for that, right? V'od tabig zera l'zera. Zera l'zera. V'nira da ha'iser hu mishum uvda d'chol. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan comes up with. The only thing I can think of, maybe it's uvda d'chol. It's a weekday activity. I don't know if today that would still be true. But knocking, using a door knocker as a weekday activity. It's like,
the opposite.
What?
It's the opposite.
Exactly.
It's
the week.
Right, so it's the opposite, right. And then he says that, and then he discusses another issue, which is something that actually, we had this Gemara briefly in Shabbos, and I asked Rabbi Rosner about it. The Mechaber brings up a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz about the bells on a paroches or the bells on the Atzei Chaim of a Torah, because that makes noise. What? They do have a clapper. Yes, they don't make any noise because, but they don't make any noise, but they happen to have a clapper. I checked. So the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Shach, the Taz is Machmir, and the Shach is Mekel, and he says that it's for a mitzvah. Kimo shekasa the mutter l'rakid b'simchas Torah l'kavod haTorah. It's no different than that. V'hachanami l'tzorech mitzvahu. The whole, why do you have them on? He assumes it's not for beauty. Kidei sheyishmo on v'yakumo. Everyone should know that the Sefer Torah is out. And they should get up. Right? V'lo dami l'kriyas beis ha'knesses to aser. It's not like banging on the knocker to get the guys to come to shul, which is aser. It's not like that. To aser is efshir ben yinacha. You can do it a different way. V'su, the osu ha'poseach paroches. Also, if it's on the paroches, or if it's on the... On the Atzei Chaim, ein what does he say? Ein mechabin lahashmiya called klal. You don't have kavana to make noise like that. Kiyim little sefer Torah. All you want to do is take the sefer Torah out. So then he says that that some people will machmir, but he says that the Shai Friar says that you, if you have a minig like that, then ein luchos biyadam. Don't stop them. Ad kalashono. Don't let it go. So that isn't a discussion, but I mentioned Mr. Bruce Nakel, so that ends really, it really ends the discussion.
They don't really
make noise. They make noise, but they don't make any bell noise. They don't make any singing noises. It's no different than knocking on the door. It's just rattling, really. It's just clatter. Okay.
But maybe the door knockers include, you know, to fix it. You know, you go to someone's house and you bring the door knocker.
But that would also be a gzeira l'gzeira, right? You can't do something because it's going to...
No, it's included in the Shemini Yitzhak, and you're not
going to... But the whole assumption is that it's because it's a klishir. Because it's...
Because
it's
in the Hebrew, it's klishir.
Right, so but it's music, not noise. That's the whole distinction between music and noise. So the Ramah says that Bizman HaZeh, the Ramah says already Bizman HaZeh, all the things that we do with our body, like clapping or dancing... Or dancing is a big issue, but even clapping is also a big issue. Clapping, dancing, beating your chest—all that bezman hazeh is mutter, because that's never done. That's never done with kavana, and he has a whole discussion about bezman hazeh, which is why all the this big chalukah day is about clapping and about dancing, putting aside simchas Torah. Many people don't do it, and many people do it with the shinui. Right. 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 Why?
Because it's just making noise.
Right, so, right. But people probably don't have that on Shabbos.
If it's on your door, it's on your door.
Right.
So, I guess Jews don't have it.
Right.
So, what's
Ulashita? Ulashita is that any type of noise is usher. Even knocking on a door. It's all included. There's no distinction between making music and not making music. We make the distinction between music and not music. And therefore, all this is mutter. Okay, next. Be'er Hakar, the Mishnah said you're allowed to draw from the Be'er Hakar on Yontif. My Be'er Hakar, what's that? What is that? So Amar Shmuel, Bar Shehikru Aleha Devar. It's the well where they had a lot of discussion. And then Vihitiruha. And then they were Matarit. They had a lot of discussion. Rashi says that the word Hakar comes from the word talking and discussing. They had a lot of discussion about what to do with this well. And therefore, and they ended up being Matarit. So only that well's Mutter, because that's when they had the discussion. Now, Meshvei, we have a bright that says, Lo kol habaros hakaros hitiru. They weren't matir every well. Elazu bulvad. Only one. Only that one. Now, the Gemara says, V'ya marta shekiru devar maleha. And if it's a well that they had a lot of discussion about, it's a maizu bulvad. So why did they single out one? It's Masha, they had a whole bunch. And one they were makel on. But it was Masha from the Mishnah. There's only one we're talking about. So what's going on here? El Amr of Nachan by Yitzchak. No, it's a Be'er Mayim Chayim. It's a Be'er Mayim Chayim. It's a specific well. Shenamar Kakir Bir Miyameha. That the word Hakar comes from the word Makar. That it's flowing from the source, from the spring. And Gufa. Not only that. Lo Kol Abaros Hakar Zitru. El Zubulvad. Only that one. Why? Kishal Ubaneha Gola. When they came back from Golas. When they came back from Bavel. Chanu Aleha. They rested there. The Nevi'im Shebedehem Itiru. And the Nevi'im that were there, Rashi says, Chag Ezechai Malachai, they matired that well. Lehen. V'lo Nevi'im Shebedehem, really, the Nevi'im weren't there. Ella, Minag Avaseihem, Avosam Biyadehem. It was a minute for going way back that well was Mutter, and therefore they used that well, only that well. Fine. Next Mishnah. Sheret Shinimta B'Mikdash. If you have a Sheret that you find, look at this, you're walking in the basement, you see a dead Sheret over there. Now the Sheret is Tomei. You have to get the sherets out of there. Now, if someone touches a sherets, they're going to become tamei. So what do you do? What do you do? How do you get the sherets out? Rashi says on Shabbos. It's even during the week, but it could be on Shabbos. So it doesn't make a difference. So sherets shinim to be mikdash. If you have sherets, you find a sherets in the base of mikdash. Kohen motzia b'hamino. The kohen will pick the sherets up with his avnit, with his belt. And shelo lishos es hatuma, not to keep the tuma there, meaning, even though the sheret is going to be metame the belt, if the kohen picks up the belt, he will not become tame, because the sheret is an avatuma. It's going to make the belt a rishon latuma, and a person cannot become a shein latuma. Can't happen. So the person, the kohen, is not going to become tame. So he puts it on his belt. And then I'll carry it out. What does it mean? Shalah hashos es hatuma. Even though he's going to make the belt tame, we'd rather have that than go look for something else and go digging around for something to get the sheret out, that you won't make that object tame, which is going to say wood, because we know the rule: wood that's not a kli is not makabel tuma. What?
Stupid.
With what? How are you going to get it out? You have to pick it up and get it out. You're going to sweep it off the harabayas down to someone's roof. We're going to get it out. So the only thing you can do is get wood, which the other man, the armor, is going to say get wood, because wood is not makabel tuma, but it's going to sit there for an hour until you find the wood. So what's better? So the Tanakhama says, it says, Rochel, that, so he, the Tanakhama says, Rochel ben Broka, use your belt. use your belt. Why? Because if you use your belt, you're going to make the belt tame. You're going to make the belt tame. But you're not going to become tame. That's what we really care about. And that's better than letting Tumah sit there. Get it out. Rather get wooden tongs, which don't have any receptacle. They're just flat. They're not going to be makabel tumah. Why? Lurabos es hatumah. We don't want tumah spreading. If we use the belt, the belt becomes tumah. You spread tumah. This way, you don't spread tumah, but you cause tumah to delay. You cause tumah to remain in the Beis Hamikdash. Yes, we're going to get to that in Pesachim. That's that difficult, challenging sugya in the first paragraph of Pesachim about causing tumah. Yes. Now, in either case, the kohen is not going to become tameh, because as we said, kohen can't become tameh from touching something that touched the sheretz. Now, mehechad motzi'in oso, where do you take it? Where do you take the tumah? Where do you carry this to? Where is this sheretz that you must remove it? So it's a machlokes. Either min ha-heichal, if it's in the Kodesh, or even in the Kodesh Kedoshim, or min ha-ulam. Ulam is the long entrance way to the heichal, if you find it there. Or min ha-ulam l'mizbeach, even from the ulam and to the edge of the mizbeach. That's all in the Azara, but the part of the Azara that was between the mizbeach and the ulam had more kedusha. That's Divir of Shem Benanas. That's his shita. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, kol makom shechayav and al zadono kares v'al shigagas al chatas. Any spot where you're not allowed to go, and if you went there on purpose, you'd chayav kares. And if you went there by accident, you have to bring a chatas, which is basically the entire Azara. Rashi says to exclude the chambers. The chambers that surrounded the Beis HaMikdash, those chambers, that you would not chayav kares if you went there. So to exclude those. But the entire Azara, Rishur Menana said, the entire Azara, no. Just the part of the Azara where the Mizbeach was, and deeper, going back into the going toward the Kodesh, toward the Heichal, but all the front part of the open air of the Azara, he said no. What do you do in those cases? Motzi and also Shar Kol Makomos everywhere else, each one according to his shita, right? What do you do? Kofin alav pesachter. Take a kli and cover it till after Shabbos, or cover it till you be able to get till you get it out of there. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, this is an entirely unrelated statement, which doesn't apply to this Mishnah even, and tomorrow we'll explain what it means. He said, "Makom she'etziru l'cha chachamim, whenever the chachamim will matter something for you to do, mishalcha nasnu lach. They gave you, they were matter, they gave you what was already yours. Why? Shlo etziru lach ela mishum shavuz. Because they only mattered something that was already only in Durabanam. So whatever they gave you, they really gave you what belonged to you, because midaraisa wasn't asr. So whenever they gave you a heter, they only gave you a heter for something that was already you were allowed to do, really. And we'll explain what that means tomorrow. So the Gemara says, "Amar of Tevi Bar Kista Amar Shmuel Hamachnis Tamei Sheretz L'Mikdash." Listen to this: if somebody carries a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, Chayev, he's Chayev for bringing Tuma into the Beis HaMikdash. Sorry, say that again. If someone brings something that a sheretz touched, it's Tamei Sheretz. It's Tamei from a sheretz that you're Chayev. But sheretz atzmo, if you bring the sheretz by itself, that you're going to be potter, which is such an anomaly. Why? They learn out of psukim. Anyway, so it's interesting to point out that the mefarshim hold that you specifically, the kohen specifically has to use the belt and no other of. He can't use his hat. He can't take his shirt off or any of his other begadim. Why? Because Rambam says that the belt had shatnas in it, and the only time you were allowed to wear the belt was b'shas avoda. So carrying out a sheretz is not a voda. So if you're going to carry it out with a different garment, you're going to be wearing shatnas. So use the belt. Take the belt off and use the belt. Because it's anyway you can't wear it when you're doing this. It's not a voda. So anyway you won't be able to wear it. So rather use that. That's why they single out the belt. So if you carry a sheretz itself, you're holding it in your hand, that you're going to be potter. Why? My time of why? Amar Kra, because there's a pasuk that says, Mizachar ba'ad nekeva, Tishalchu. Only a zachar ad nekeva you have to send out of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara makes a drasha. Mi sheyesh tahar b'mikvah. Anybody that can get tahar in a mikvah, which is a person and a kli. Yatz a sheretz shelo tyra. Sheretz doesn't go to the mikvah. So only a kli or only a person. Therefore, if you bring a kli which you can be put in the mikvah, then you're going to be chayav for bringing Torah to the base of the mikdash. But a sharet itself, you won't. Even though it's anomalous, because you're bringing lesser tumah, it's going to be worse for you. Right? It's a lesser degree of tumah, sharets. So a touch to sharets. Sharets is an av, this is a rishon. But you're going to be chayav for bringing a rishon, and not chayav for bringing the av. Or that of a pasuk. Lema mesayale, let's say this supports the following. It says, Mizacha v'ad nekeva tishalchu, prat l'kli cheres. That excludes a kli cheres. Why? Divrei Rabbi Yosef Lili. Why? My time of why? So you're allowed to bring a tamei kli cheres to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? My time of lav mishum deles l'tar b'mikvah. Isn't it because a kli cheres can't be tar in the mikvah? Which proves our point that, right? Anything that can't be tar in the mikvah, you can't bring. We know a kli cheres doesn't have tar b'mikvah. What the only thing you can do with the kli cheres is to break it. And then you can put it back together, it won't have tumah, because now it's new, a new kli. We had that already, right? So the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason that you can't bring a kli cheres. That's not the reason that you're going to be potter for bringing a kli cheres, because that has nothing to do with mikvah. That's not the reason. What's the reason? Mi shenas av hatumah. Only something that could be in av hatumah. Yotza kli cheres she'enu nasa av hatumah. Which is, a kli cheres is excluded, because it can never become an av hatumah. Why not? There's only two ways that a kli can become an avatoma. One way is if it touches a mace, then it becomes an avatoma. And the second way is if a zav sits on it, or leans on it, or all those kinds of things. A zav is an avat, a special thing. We had this in Shabbos. A zav that leans on a kli will make the kli an avatoma. Those are the only two ways. And both of those are excluded by kli cheres. Why? A zav, the Gemara learns out, that if a zav leans on a kli cheres, it will not make it an avatoma, because kli cheres is prone to break. So it doesn't have that rule. And the only time a kli that touches a mace will become an avatoma is if the kli could go to the mikvah. And since the kli cheres can't go to the mikvah, it will not become an avatoma. That's why if you bring the kli cheres into the base of the mikdash, you're not going to be chayev. Not because it can't go to the mikvah, but it can't become an avatoma. Part of that is because it can't go to the mikvah. Right? Part of that is that reason. But that's the reason you can't bring kli cheres. So they're arguing on whether or not it would be true that if you bring a sheret into the base of the mikdash, you'd be chayev for it. So the Gemara says, Lema kitanoi. Let's say our Mishnah is that machlokas. Why? Because it says, sheret shinsa b'mikdash. If a sheret is found in the base of mikdash, koin motziya b'haimino, the koin takes it out with his belt. Why? Sholahashos es hatuma. So there should be, tuma should not remain there. Get it out of there as quick as possible, even though you're going to make the belt tameh. Divrei Yochanan ben Baruch. Yehuda Omer, no, batzeves shall eat. Rather use wooden tongs. Why? Motziya sholarabos es hatuma. So you don't want more. You don't want to increase tumah. You don't want to make more things in the world tameh. You don't want to make the belt tameh. So my lab k'miflik. What are they arguing about? Maybe they're arguing about our issue. Man de amar shalashos. The one who holds that you don't want tumah to remain there. The Tanakama Yochanan ben Baruch, which says use a belt. Kesavar he holds hamachna sharetz l'mikdash chayiv. If you bring it in, you're chayiv. Therefore, get it out as fast as possible because it's an aveira to do that. But Umanda Amasholo Rabos, the one who holds that no, rather use wood, even if it's gonna take you an hour to find it, that's better. Why? Because he holds Hamach the Sharit's Lemitish Putter. You putter. So you, what's the rush? No rush? You putter anyway. So what? No, you're not putter. We're saying that there's a machlokus about it. So maybe you're chayiv. So if you're chayiv, get it out of there as fast as possible. Yeah, you're gonna make the bel tamei, big deal. He says, you're not chayiv anyway, so what's the rush? Why make more things in the world tamei? Go get wood. Go take you an hour? So it'll take you an hour.
It's not going to take an hour, it's going to take 30 seconds.
So even 30 seconds.
Even tongs are
over
there in the
Khanami, even 30 seconds. Even 30 seconds. So you have 30 seconds more of tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, so, what?
It's still an iser. This is to my own nesh.
But they're connecting the two. They're connecting. You're right. But they're connecting the idea. It's the idea. That something's so terrible, therefore we're willing to sacrifice the belt to get it out of there. And if it's not, if there's no onesh, it's not such a rush. So Gemara says, lo, that's not the machlokas. The kul yama, everybody agrees, chayiv. Everybody agrees you're not allowed to bring a sheretz in. V'hacha b'hal kamifliki. Here's the machlokas. Mar savar, one holds, the second sheet to holds. That shihu tuma adif, it's better for tuma to remain in the base hamikdash rather than make more things tamei. Umar sabar no, afushi tuma adif, it's better for tuma to spread, but it shouldn't remain there. So you're going to make another kli, you're going to make the belt tamei, That's better than having someone sit in the Beis HaMikdash floor. So unrelated machlokas. Now the Gemara says maybe the second half of the Mishnah is our machlokas. Ella kahani tanoi ditnan mehechon motziin oso. Where do you have to remove this sheretz? So it was a machlokas, right? Rabbi Kiva said the whole azara, and Rabbi Shimon ben Anna said not the whole thing, most of it. So my lab hakar b'flagi demand the amar me azara. The one who says from the azara, right? That's Rabbi Akiva. The Azara low, not from the Azara of Shur Benanas. The Azara, he said not. Why? Because Kutzavra, he said, Hamach Nesharetz L'Mikdash Pater. Therefore, if it's in the Azara, you don't have to take it out, just cover it. Aye, so then why do you have to take it out if it's in the Heichal? So Rashi says, because it's a Bizayon to the Shechina. So close to the Shechina, it's a Bizayon. Nothing to do with this issue of Tumah. It's just a Bizayon issue. So if it's so close to Hashem, get rid of it. But if it's on the Azara, there's no Isser. So leave it there, cover it, do it after Shabbos. Uman de Amar and Rabbi Kiva holds no. Mikul Azara. Why? Because Kosavra Chayiv. He holds a Chayiv. Right? And the Gemara says, Amar B'Yochanan, we'll do a few lines. Umashne Mikra Echadarshu. They both learned out of the same Pasuk. Really? What's that Pasuk? It's a Pasuk in Divya Yom and Beis. Where it says, when they were cleaning up the Beis HaMikdash after Chizkiyahu became king, so his father Achaz was a big Rasha, and he brought Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash. It was a terrible avil. So now they decided to do a cleanup job and get everything out. So it says over there, Vayavo Hakahanim Lepanima Beis Hashem. The Kahanim went inside, Latire to make a tar. Vyotzi, it's called Tuma. They took out all the Tuma. Asher Matzah Beheichal Hashem that they found in the Heichal Lechatzar Beis Hashem. They took it out to the Chatzar. Then Vayikiblu Halavim. Then they handed it off to the Levim, right? Lahotzi Lanachal Kidron, to take it down to the Kidron Valley, to get rid of it, to destroy it all. So Chutzah, outside. So Mar Savar, one holds Mid Ishtoni Ba'azara B'Leviim. Since the pasuk over there says that the handoff took place in the Azara, and no longer Kahanim were involved, so Tuma Ba'azara Leka. There's no longer Tuma there. So why should the Kohen be involved? Why should he? There's no Tuma, so why should he make himself an extra Tuma? Right? Huh? So that's exactly the point. Oh, so I think Rashi said that wasn't an issue. Right? So therefore, let them do it. Let the Levium do it. What's the difference between the Kahanim and the Levium? Unclear. The Kahanim have more Kedusha than Levium. Right? It's very unclear. But, so Umar Savar, if the Levium can't do it, Levium are not allowed to go to the Heichal. Even the Kohen wasn't allowed to go for no purpose. So here there was a purpose. Kohen's not allowed to take a tour of the Heichal, not allowed to. So there's no, the Levium can't go in, there's no choice. We have no choice, we got to send to the Kahanim. Once, but, Mafi Kahanim, we send to the Kahanim. Hashta the Efshar B'Levium. Once we're able to send in the Levium, right, when they Azara now, everyone's allowed to go there. So, Sulom Atami Kahanim. So we don't want to make the Kahanim Tami anymore. So that Machlokes is paralleled to the machlokas that are bringing in the sheretz. How far does the tumma go? So then, to that to the same issue, how far does the tumma go? How much will we allow the Kohen to become tummy? Fine. Tomorrow we're in the home stretch. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we'll finish. Tomorrow we'll do a quarter to seven. Quarter to seven, we'll finish the rest of 15 minutes. Today's shir was learned Le'ilin Ishmat, Chana Bas Baruch.